time's up.
Continuing history of modern music, the forecast partly sunny through the afternoon, cloudy tonight and tomorrow with a chance of some light rain. Light easterly winds. Tonight's low 38. At street level, it's 42, 42 degrees, moving up to 45. This is KISN, serving the Oregon Territory from Vancouver. Tom Cothers reporting for the Mighty 91.
England, the Mercy Beats, Liverpool Sound. They called it by a thousand names, but the fact remained, the United Kingdom had it, and it filled a fiery chapter in the history of modern music, a chapter not likely to be equaled for years, the Liverpool Sound.
Boys and Bobby Hart on Collage. All the music and the music people on the history of modern music. Collage on the history of modern music continues in just a moment with the Kingsmen. This is number one KISN, the station with the corner on news and the association in concert tonight at 8:02.
This is Tom Cothers with KISN Total Information News from KISN, serving the Oregon Territory from Vancouver. A major fire is reported underway in downtown John Day in East Central Oregon. A fire department spokesman says the fire, which broke out shortly before noon, is in the Miller's Furniture and Wilson Building. The combined structure houses several stores in the street level and has apartment units on the second floor. The crew of an American freighter has recovered the body of one of the 25 missing crewmen from the ill-fated arms ship Badger State, which was stricken in the mid-Pacific. A Navy spokesman said the freighter was prevented from recovering four other bodies because of rough seas. The one body recovered was picked up from the sea several hours after the ship's crew spotted five men and an overturned life raft. Five French-built gunboats are in the Mediterranean heading for Israel. Maritime sources in Sicily report unusual radio activity among Israeli ships in the area. But some said there is no indication the radioactivity is connected with the boats. The boats were built for Israel but were never delivered because of a French arms embargo. Fighting through most of Vietnam is described as light and scattered except for a sharp clash at an American infantry outpost near Saigon. A brief communist attack on the night camp has killed at least seven Americans and wounded five, the highest casualties in a single battle since November. Attorney Melvin Belli has disclosed a letter sent to him by San Francisco's Zodiac Killer asking for help in containing pieces of an October victim's bloody shirt. Belli is in Munich, Germany for a conference, and the letter was given to him, through Bay Area Police. Traffic accidents have killed at least eight persons in Oregon this weekend. In addition, one person has died in a fire. One died as a result of an accidental shooting during this holiday period. The Washington State Patrol reports at least nine persons have lost their lives on Washington highways over the Christmas holidays. KISN headlines by Dateline's London. The British are being hard hit by an influenza epidemic. Almost 400 emergency cases were admitted to 200 London hospitals yesterday. Washington Total Information recalls it was on this date, December 28th, 24 years ago, Congress officially recognized the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. The year was 1945. Just ahead of Kissin's continuing history of modern music, the forecast partly sunny through the afternoon, variable clouds and a few showers through tomorrow. Light easterly winds, tonight's low 38. At street level, it's 44, that's 4 degrees, moving up to 49. This is Tom Cothers reporting for the Mighty 91.
Another big group to come out of the Northwest was the Kingsmen. They started out as a house band at the Chase Teenage Nightclub. The history of modern music tracked down Lynn Easton in his hometown of Portland. And we got an idea of how the group got together.
The group started right here in Portland, Oregon, many, many years ago. The group was together for about 9.5 years total. 4.5 of those we spent on the road playing every state in the Union. Everything from PTAs to teen hops to, of course, some radio station-sponsored hops. Worked with a couple of Kissin's sister stations across the country. We had 9 albums and 13 singles in the national trades. Two of those were gold records, the Louie Louie single and the Louie Louie album.
Modern music in collage with all the music and the music people. We're talking to Lynn Easton. Down through the years, there was a lot of talk about their first million seller, Louie Louie, and we asked Lynn Easton for the straight skinny. Why all the controversy, Lynn?
Well, this kind of started out mainly because it was recorded without any real knowledge of what recording was all about, and so the lead vocal was kind of low on that record. And you really couldn't understand anything anyhow. And we had a moderate amount of success on the East Coast. After that, the record sort of died down all by itself. And then we had a little bit of scandal in the state of Indiana. It seems that some of the fraternities found that there was supposed to be, if you interpreted the record correctly, some foul language. And, of course, we had about 400 different versions of what it was supposed to be. Meanwhile, the governor of Indiana banned the song from all airplay and came out with quite a statement in the Indiana papers. Well, his banning the song, of course, made it one of the biggest record store hits around. I think within 2 weeks we sold 15,000 copies in Indiana alone, and it took right off from there and went on a nationwide thing, came back on the charts, and for 3 years it seemed like every spring Louie Louie was on the charts. The birds flew back north and Louie Louie went up, you know.
And the Kingsmen, just some of the music people in the history of modern music.
KISN.
Lee Mathis' story next on the history of modern music.
Sometimes we walk hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe.
to you, and you melt in my arms. There we are, darling, only you and I. What a moment to share in wonderful, wonderful, oh, so wonderful, my love. And I say to myself, it's wonderful, wonderful, oh, so wonderful, my love.
We released Wonderful, Wonderful, and nothing much happened to it in about a six-month period. And so we decided to release the other single that I did, It's Not For Me To Say. And we no sooner got It's Not For Me To Say on the market than Wonderful, Wonderful started showing up on the charts. And so I remember having the number one and two hit songs in the country, which was quite a thrill for me, just beginning.
It's not for me to say you love me. It's not for me to say you'll always care. Oh, but here for the moment can see this is heaven. And speaking just for me, perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day. Oh, we may never meet again, but then it's not for me to say.
Johnny Mathis had two very big records for his first recording attempts. All he needed now was a good follow-up, and it was.
Chances Are was written by the same writer of It's Not For Me To Say, Bob Allen. And he wrote subsequently many other songs for me. And I'm indebted to him also, because many times he even went so far as to do the arrangement, or at least do the sketching part of the arrangement. The little piano figures, which are so prominent in Chances Are and It's Not For Me To Say, were all written by him. So he's a very talented man, Bob Allen.
The chances are, your chances are awfully good.
I got the feeling. I wish I didn't have to go, Norman.
If only I had something to remember you by.
You have my picture.
I mean something personal, like your hair. I want a lock of your hair.
Oh, you are so romantic. Norman, here. Use my scissors.
You're so thoughtful, Cynthia.
Norman, do you need so much? Norman!
Cynthia, how long have you had the frizzies?
What?
Those ugly split ends, they really look bad.
But Norman, they're still a part of me.
The History of Modern Music talked to John Seitzer, a member of the Turtles. We asked him what the Turtles' first big record was.
It Ain't Me Babe was first, 1965. A little nostalgia for the old folks. Those folk rock days. Those Let Me Be. I want to do my own thing. It Ain't Me Babe, that whole thing. It was just fell in.
Seitzer of the Turtles, where they came up with a name like the Turtles.
Turtles was laid on us. The Turtles was a name that someone came up with, said, how about the Turtles? They said, crazy. Before that were the Crossfires, Mark and Al and Howard. They were together out of high school and had a group called the Crossfires. Used to work at the Revelier Club in L.A. Had a big following. And Reb Foster and Bill Utley found them. Said, want to be a star, kid.
Please don't mistake me or try to make me the shadow of anybody else. I ain't the him or her you think I am. I'm just trying hard to be myself. Think I should. I've got some inner need.
change me or rearrange me to satisfy the selfishness in you. I'm not a piece of clay to mold to your moves each day, and I'm not a pawn to be told how to move. I'm sorry I'm not the fool you thought would play by your rules, but to each his own philosophy.
The History of Modern Music, chatting with John Seitzer of the Turtles. We asked him, of all of the songs that they've recorded, if they had a favorite.
She's My Girl. Of all our records, it's the best to play.
Why did you like it?
I don't know. There's something about the feeling of that song that just knocks me out.
Turtle John Seitzer, how we felt the music of the 50s compared with the music of today.
I think that in the 50s, they were saying what they felt. You know, it was heavy. Early rock and roll was really heavy. It was bop to bas and stuff, but it was really feeling.
Ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong.
Right, yeah. But it was what you felt. It was, you know, it was true and sincere. And I don't know, I think today that people are trying to say things just to have hip lyrics or something. You know what I mean?
Shouldn't we two be together? You know what I mean? To be with you is something like a dream.
You know what I mean.
And if you want me to, I'll bring sunshine to you only.
You better stop.
Take a look or touch. You know what I mean. If only you could see the dreams that seem to mean so much to me. But you know the reason why.
Hundreds of times on the Johnny Carson Show and other programs. He's the fellow with the somewhat tousled hair, somewhat disarranged tuxedo, and he tells it like it were. Professor Irwin Corey.
Well, the fair of modern music has deprecated to the extent that the initiation to the pecuniary aspects of its own development is a necessary ingredient rather than a component part.
Who writes your material?
Material is a thing which is given to us only by the great weavers. I think that Reagan and Johnson and Nixon and Gagugano have a fear of communication rather than the ability to. I think they have the ability to communicate. Otherwise, he would never have a daughter. You've heard of the Mau Maus and the Congo. They are now free only because their music has soothed the savage beast.
Oh,
mama, 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 papa, mama, mama, papa, mama, 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 papa, mama, papa, mama, 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 mama, mama,
Irwin Corey, the world's foremost authority. Could you continue for the history of modern music your dissertation on the subject of nonsense lyrics?
Yes.
Who put the bomb in the bomb, the bomb, the bomb? Who put the ram in the ram a lam a ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shi bop, shi bop? Who put the dip in the dip, 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 dip? Who was that man?
Music asked its resident ding-dong, Professor Irwin Corey, if he thought that nonsense lyrics and modern music had any effect on politics.
It has no effect on the entertainment business. In fact, the effect is nothing more than the release of the application in proper dosage, which will at least give the audience a chance to see what the musicians actually had in mind rather than blowing their minds. The instrumentation is used as a catalyst to blow the minds of those who are on the periphery.
A catalyst. Would you classify ex-president Lyndon Johnson, since he's a ranch owner, would he be called a catalyst?
No. Lyndon Johnson was not called a catalyst. The difference between LSD and LBJ is LSD is a drug, where LBJ is a dope, and he still is. Actually, he is no longer a musician. He is now a writer. And even as a writer, he no longer exists.
Let me ask you, Professor.
I think he's stupid. I mean, this is a personal opinion, which is not the opinion of the station or the author.
Yes,
I'm just using this as fact.
What do you think of President Nixon taking
I've
up summer?
I've never thought of President Nixon.
The history of modern music has been doing some time with Professor Irwin Corey, the world's foremost authority.
I think that Reagan and Johnson and Nixon and Gugugunu have a fear of communication rather than the ability to. I think they have the ability to communicate. Otherwise, they would have a disorder.
And I'll admit I wasn't very smart.
This is number one KISN, the station with a quarter on news and the association in concert tonight at 8-2.
This is Bill Howlett with KISN Total Information News live at 3:55. Those five French-built gunboats have sailed into the Mediterranean, possibly heading for Israel, despite a French arms embargo on the Jewish nation. Maritime sources in Palermo, Italy, also report what they describe unusual radioactivity among Israeli ships at sea. Although there is no indication of a connection between the signals and the gunboats, back in Tel Aviv, Israeli officials are still maintaining silence on the report. This is KISN serving the Great Oregon Territory from Vancouver. Bill Howlett reporting for the Mighty 91.
Joe South, next on the History of Modern Music.
I got the idea from thinking what a shame it is that we can't be honest with one another in today's society. You know, we're forever putting one another on, playing little pseudo-psychological games with one another in order to get a point across or to win favor or whatever, you know. So it's my thinking that if we could live in a world where we could all be honest with one another, it would really be groovy, wouldn't you think so? So that's where the song came from anyway.
A lot of people have said Joe South is a country singer. A lot of people said he's other things. We asked Joe South what he thinks he is.
I would kind of like to think of myself as sort of a white soul singer. By soul, I mean coming from a higher self.
Here inside my paper cup, everything is looking up. No one goes out, no one comes in, just looking just like home again. I'm feeling so rich and I have the things I've always wanted, cause I don't really want them anymore. And living is so great without a runner, and life is kind of cool if you know how.
Yeah,
and I do.
Five R&B singers that have gotten together, or five pop singers, or five classical singers. Each one of us has a different background. Ronald did study classical singing. Marilyn studied voice for quite a while. I think she and I have more of a pop sound. Billy has more of a gospel influence. And Lamont wasn't even a vocalist. He was interested in photography. So with the combination of these five different voices, we came up with our sound.